First, you must know the significance of the word Freischütz. Literally, in English, it means free shooter. In the Middle Ages, as you know, they were very superstitious. One of the superstitions was peculiar to a class of persons employed by large forest owners to look after their lands and keep them clear of poachers. A class of huntsmen whose whole life was spent in the darkness of the woods. The remarkable superstition in which they implicitly believed was that in the forest there lived an evil spirit who laid snares to pollute the souls of honest hunters by tempting offers of charmed bullets. These bullets always hit the mark, and a free shooter was one who used them. At the beginning of the story, Agatha is betrothed to a young hunter named Max, who is employed by her father. The father, a trusty forester, wishes to retire from his position and would naturally like to have his prospective son-in-law appointed his successor. It is necessary to hold the post to be an excellent marksman, so that Max must enter a trial of skill to prove his ability. Through the plotting of Zamiel, the evil spirit of the superstition, Max has of late become an extraordinarily bad marksman. None of his shots seem to be effective, and the young man is greatly disheartened at his chances in the coming test. Many interesting details follow that I am afraid I cannot relate here. Max is finally tempted by Zamiel, and so when the trial comes, he uses the magic bullets and wins the contest. His duplicity is discovered, however, but he is so sincerely penitent that, after a year's probation, he is pardoned, and the opera ends happily. The scene portrayed by Elizabeth Schumann on this record occurs in the third act of the opera. Agatha, although about to be married, is found weeping by her cousin Ensign. The aria is sung by Ensign as she comforts the unhappy girl and tries to cheer her up. Cast off this idle fear, for tears suit not the bridal morrow. Then follows the delightful aria. Eyes of gladness, not of sadness, should shine on bridal hour. Cheerful fancies, tender glances, heart that dances, smiles of pleasure, best become the bridal measure. These should be the maiden's dower. Youth dwells in hope's rosy sphere. Now the stars of love are beaming, now the nuptial torch is streaming. Dearest maiden, banish fear. Elizabeth Schumann is one of the leading German sopranos of the Metropolitan Opera Company. She began her musical career in Dresden. Afterwards, she participated in many concerts and operatic performances in Berlin, Leipzig, and Hanover before coming to America.